I've been asked quite a few times, why are we having a workshop? And what is a workshop called Document Space? So the story, which might be somewhat instructive to show you what it is that I was hoping to get out of this week. So Peter Jones and Mark Green approached me a couple years ago and said that they had been thinking about having a workshop on Document Space. So the first clue is that the phrase Document Space, as the name of the workshop, is not my fault. It's Peter and Mark's fault. If it's a great name, then that's my idea. They said that they have been thinking for half a dozen years about having a workshop on Document Space, but that 5 years ago, mathematics perhaps, or the field, whatever field that is, wasn't ready yet for such a workshop. And then when they talked to me a year ago or 2 years ago, they said that they think that now is a time when we could have a workshop on Document Space. So I said, okay, that seems reasonable. What would a workshop on Document Space be? And the idea is perhaps a little bit very appealing to me. Some of you might find it less so. And we'll see whether we can get it to go along. But the idea, as I understand it, is to say, okay, that processing documents, text documents, for some of you, I know that documents writ large is how we want to think about it. Many things can be considered to be analogous to text documents. Processing text documents by the practitioners, and practitioners includes mathematicians, applied mathematicians, and engineers, has come a long ways. But the fundamental mathematics of the idea, the actual foundational mathematics of the idea, might have come less far in that same amount of time than it could have. And the argument is that because we want to do things, applied things, engineering things, application things, we charge ahead and we learn a lot. But it's very hard to step back and say, okay, if I wasn't in a hurry, and knowing what I know now, how would I begin the process of investigating a corpus of text documents? And the very beginning of that, from a mathematician's standpoint, is how would I even define the space or the spaces that we should be operating in? What am I trying to get out of this? Well, my favorite quote here suggests that one of the things that we could get out of such a workshop and such a way of looking at things would be mathematics itself will gain by considering a real problem from the foundational point of view, but there being a real problem there. Also, perhaps text document processing will gain by having whether it'll be a new or a more solid foundation for going forward, but at least a little bit more thinking going into that. I'm one of those people who want to be a mathematician, but I believe that more often than not, practical applications, engineering kinds of things lead mathematics rather than mathematics leading the engineers. But the way that mathematics, in many cases throughout history, has given its value added was by, after the fact, retrenching, doing something like this workshop, saying, okay, now here's what we know. We could add value by trying to formalize what's going on. What is, in this particular case, what is Document Space? So now I'm going to do this again, because this is the elegant approach. So, I don't know what that means. So you see, so this is a place where I've asked the other organizers that they can object if they want. So this was my personal hope for the workshop. Early on, I expressed this to the other organizers. And the idea is, as I just said, if we were going to start without looking at your individual applications, what would we call this mathematical space? How would we define it? What features would it want to have in order to move forward? Now, some of the speakers have said that, in fact, when I mentioned this, a couple of them said that no, they don't think that's a mathematical question. That's an engineering question. That is, it depends on what you want to do. Well, that's true. I mean, we have a chicken and an egg here, and it does depend on what you want to do with the text documents. That will impact the mathematical structure that you want to be working in. And yet, I think that a number of us, Mark and Peter, and then the organizers here, feel that there's something to be gained by trying to formalize the beginnings of this whole story. Let me do this again. Perhaps the last time. So, the old joke I was reminded about a politician who wanted to, who was asked to speak. He needed a month to do a 10-minute talk. Throughout the negotiations, it decided that we wanted an hour, or in Michael Trossett's case, an hour and a half talk. And Michael said, "Well, I can certainly do an hour and a half talk without any preparation." And so, what I've done is I've invited Michael Trossett, or the organizers have invited Michael Trossett, who is a he's in the math department of William & Mary at the College of William & Mary. He's a statistician by trade, perhaps, an optimization guru to those of us who don't know any optimization. He doesn't claim to be an optimization guru otherwise. But Michael doesn't have a long history of processing text documents, but he does have a long history of defining the space in which to do the mathematical space in which to do processing, statistical processing for various applications. And so what I'd asked him to do was quite unreasonable, I think. I asked him to take a lot of time and prepare a keynote talk that sort of gives us the idea that jumps us off here, rather than jumping off from, well, here's an application, here's my algorithm, here's what I do, which I think we'll hear some of and will be valuable. But perhaps it'll be more valuable after having been framed by Michael's talk, which is the idea, at least my idea of what the Document Space Workshop might be all about. So Michael has, Michael has graciously agreed to give a talk. I don't have the title anymore because I've screwed up the computer. Probably his computer won't work because I've screwed up the whole AV system. But he's agreed to talk for the rest of the morning, framing the Document Space Workshop. When I invited him to do this, he said, "Well, Kerry, I know that you jump up in the middle of talks all the time and ask questions." And so he's going to assume that we're going to ask questions. The whole group is going to ask questions throughout the whole talk. It's a conversation. If he doesn't get to everything he was going to say, that's fine. He'll run overtime or something like that. But the idea is that at the end of his talk, I hope that we have a real running head start to what this workshop is all about. So I introduce Michael as a scholar, and I mean that in the best sense of the word and the worst sense of the word. That is, Michael never, if I ask him to do something and I want it tomorrow, I can't get it from Michael because he doesn't do anything without having thought it through. Well, from the point of view of this keynote talk, his attributes as a scholar are going to be extraordinarily valuable to us. So I appreciate it, Michael. Thank you.